Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I get your husband home at a recent hour last night?
You did.
A recent hour.
A recent.
Well, it was recent and a decent hour.
Decent and reasonable. It was both. Yeah.
Good.
Well done.
Thank you. He and I were in a packed lower level of Theater Cedar Rapids. They were doing some behind the scenes updates on the construction project. I'm sure he's raving about the shows they're going to do.
Dude, he's super excited about, we've been talking about summer camps and
Summer camps alone.
Based on our Momtroversy, I was like, you know what? I need to get my kids ready for summer. And he's like, you know what? Those TCR summer camps are really great. We really need to make some time and find some spaces for the kids.
I'm trying to keep my brain on. There's things I can talk about and things I can't talk about.
I know.
So the shows have not been announced publicly beyond season ticket holders. We're going to have TCR on next week for that announcement. Summer camps. One of the bigger announcements is they're happening. It's probably not going to be in the buildings. The building's still under construction.
Oh, really?
So there will be a new location for that. I will say, though, at dinner last night, I looked at your husband, and we were talking about one of the shows that we both really want to be in. And I suggested that he be one of the characters. And now that I'm thinking about it this morning, I picked a really, like, wishy-washy pushover character.
Uh-huh.
And now I don't know if that's if
He'd
I insulted
be happy
him.
Just to be involved.
Okay.
He doesn't care what the
he just wants to be in the show.
No, there are no small parts, only small actors.
That's true.
Yes.
Thank
no,
you.
No, he gets that. No,
okay.
No. Just to be included. He'd love it.
Because it's a small cast, so they're all very important roles.
Everybody's important.
But I'm like, I just kind of sized him up. I'm like, oh yeah, you'd be really good in this role.
And now you've been feeling bad about...
Well, the character kind of gets taken advantage of.
Ah,
it's a little wishy-washy.
I'm sorry. I think you're right. Based on that analysis, yes, you're correct.
Which I've watched happen with your husband a couple times before.
Hey, we are investors in a CD for a band on Times Square in New York.
How long did that kid pitch your husband? Like 30 minutes?
At least a solid 15 to 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Of learning about this rap album that we are now investors in. He wanted to give them, I was looking for any sort of like loose change, like
just
maybe
out,
a dollar,
yeah.
Just good day. But no, my husband, no. $20 with 20. Stop. Oh, I don't have any cash on me. Do you guys take Venmo? Stop.
Oh
just
my God.
Keep walking.
He also got hit up by a guy selling life insurance at a Z102.9 prom once.
At the bar.
And they hung out for like an hour.
I know.
All right, you know what? I'm not going to apologize.
Don't apologize.
That is a very accurate representation.
That is my husband.
Yes. Well, exciting things to come with TCR. We'll have some announcements very soon on these airwaves. Yes. And I got him home at a recent, decent, and respectable hour.
Very respectable, very recent, very decent hour. Yeah. No, thank you, sir. Thank you.
We're getting into babysitting time. We're going to start playing more golf. That was also discussed last night.
I did not hear about this.
You did
No, he did not mention that.
There's going to be more golf.
There's more golf. More golf.
I don't know if you want us hanging out anymore.
You have this effect on him.
We're similar enough already.
I know. I know. Oh, my gosh. My actual husband and my work husband teaming up. Look out.
Voltron husband.
Ah! And I found an article that's called Bad News Roundup.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
Wait, this is the opposite of feeling all right.
It is. It really is. So I'm going to need you to be on your A game today.
Bad news roundup.
Bad news roundup. And this is just, I don't have all the details on all of these. I've got about a sentence or two on all of this bad news. But it's something, it's all stuff you don't want to hear, okay? The CDC has issued a new global travel warning.
I just booked flights for our international trip last night.
Well, they've seen an uptick. And dengue fever?
I've heard of that before.
You have, yeah.
I feel like it's where there's lots of mosquitoes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, so more tropical climates.
Yes.
It is an incurable disease.
What?
That causes your brain to bleed.
No!
Right? No, exactly. No. Horrible. Also, just so you know, there's a new COVID variant.
There is?
Yes, there is. BA 0.3.2.
No, again.
Yeah. it's surging in over 20 states. Apparently, it can spread easier, and it is stronger than our current vaccinations. Yeah. Also, no, it's a list. A group of historians in Pennsylvania shot down a plan that would have created a museum dedicated to Slinkies.
What? Well, that would have been great.
That would have been great. We got nothing.
Why'd they shoot it down?
Well, they planned to have the Slinky Museum be inside of a museum that was already dedicated to railroad artifacts. So they were railroading the railroad people. Just find a different part and do the Slinky Museum somewhere else.
And everybody would have to take the stairs.
Yeah. So it's like, I know.
This is the walk down stairs exhibit. You can go by yourself or in pairs.
How do you want to do it? Choose your adventure.
I don't know if I like this or hate it or love it.
It is fascinating.
It is very fascinating.
This is the absolute, I've saved the worst for last.
There's one more.
I'm so sorry to tell you that there is a surge in Satanism.
There's more Satanists than there were yesterday?
Yes, and that has caused Pope Leo to host a bunch of exorcists in the Vatican.
No, this is legit.
Legit. The Catholic Church is training for exorcisms to fight evil across the world. Ramping up to take on the evil.
All the scary movies I watched as a teenager are coming true.
Basically.
Yeah.
In these four little sentences.
Traveling to countries and getting diseases and my brain bleeds, turned into a zombie.
Right.
New COVID, also more diseases.
What a nightmare.
I can't get a Slinky Museum. That was a horror movie in the 80s.
Awful.
And now exorcisms everywhere.
What in the world is happening?
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
At 10:05, we are going to leave this room, and then we're going to get into one of the Z102.9 vehicles, and we are going to hightail it over to our friends at Horizons.
Yeah, the Horizons /Horizons/
Meals on Wheels. A week or two ago, they reached out asking for some volunteers for today specifically. And I'm trying to recall, is today like a all hands on deck type for delivery for Meals on Wheels? We did this last year and we help with a lot of emceeing and announcing for their fundraiser. So sign us up.
You know what?
We'll take a route.
We've got some time and it actually kind of perfectly works with our schedule. We wrap up with the show about 10 and over the lunch hour, we could deliver some meals.
So that's where you and I will be until the last meal is delivered. That's kind of our midday. Then we part ways through our afternoon. And then what happens?
Well, then we were reached out to by some mutual friends that they're like, there's this really cool pop-up thing happening in Cedar Rapids. It's an Edgar Allan Poe themed speakeasy that's popping up. What's the thing called?
What, the carriage house?
Yes. Thank you.
So we'll be in the med queue in the carriage house, which is almost adjacent to Turner Alley, the Grant Wood studio. And they apparently, these people come in, they transform the space. We're going to step back in time.
They want you to come early so you can kind of get accustomed to what the air of the evening is going to be. And then
low lighting,
there's drinks, and I don't know what else happens.
I don't either. I just signed up because, that's cool. I like Edgar Allan Poe.
And you like cocktails.
I also like a good, well-mixed cocktail. I'm in.
Yeah, sure.
You're in.
I said, we will be there. Yeah, absolutely. And now, you get to go time. And last night, I'm thinking about, what does one wear to an Edgar Allan Poe speakeasy?
Do you go goth?
That's what they suggest. They actually did send a thing out, which our friend Heather shared on what they require. They would like for you to either come in a kind of gothic look or a Victorian era getup. If you don't have that, just kind of go with what you would wear to a funeral was the recommendation. So I was like, oh, interesting. And this is a pop-up and it's happened across the country.
Yes.
So I started Googling things and looking at pictures and I was like, oh, people, they go all out, Eric. This is a very highly costumed event. So I was like, well, I better step up my game. I can't just wear the plain Jane LBD that I had planned. I went down to the Halloween costume bin for some inspiration.
We've got a bin at home too, so I'm going to take some notes based on what you're saying.
I can either go with my, I think, very appropriate look of Moira from Schitt's Creek. I, for Halloween, had a black cocktail dress.
Yes.
And then I put a black feather cape with it, which was very odd, kind of macabre. And I think that would fit. You know, the raven.
That would work.
That would work.
Yes.
We also...
Quoth the Myra, nevermore.
My daughter Cora went as Wednesday Addams from the new Netflix.
Yes.
So she's got this kind of, you know, black crepe dress that's very Victorian looking and kind of ethereal too. Now, she wore it when she was in third grade.
I like a lot of the times those are sized up a little bit. Is that going to fit?
It's not going to fit. But I did look at the wig, you know, the black yes. wig with the two ponytails. It doesn't look quite right. And I don't know if it works exactly.
Okay.
But then I kind of struck some gold because I found one of Audrey's old costumes, which is an old pirate costume. It's kind of got this these long, flowy sleeves and kind of like a bar wench. You know, you could wear it up on your shoulders
sure.
or you could do it off shoulder, but it's black and there's a brown corset.
You know that pirate wenches show a lot of the bazoom, don't you?
Yeah.
Is that the plan?
No, it's not like a lot of bazoom. It was like a fourth grade bazoom. You know, it's an appropriate...
About a bazoom. Because you don't want to distract from the poetry reading.
No. This isn't about you, Claire. It's not about you.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
If you've driven anywhere by the Eastern Iowa Airport, you're well aware of that overpass project that's going on. I believe that's one of those double diamonds where they basically have cars going on the other side of the road. Well, there's one that's currently done at exit 242. That's I-80 and exit 242. That's the Coraville First Avenue exit. Mm-hmm. Like, that's been open for a while. However, they need to overlay the Iowa Department of Transportation some bridge decks for the Cedar Rapids-Iowa City railway lines.
Ooh.
And when you have to overlay something over an overpass, that's really going to constrict traffic. So they're not going to stop it. But what's already a construction project is going to be even more of a construction project in that area starting on Monday. So just know, expect delays on I-80. And this is a project that's going to take months. It's not a weekend. This is going to go through
months?
July. Yes. So I-80 lane reductions near mile marker 242, which is the First Avenue and a Coraville exit for months starting on Monday. Just be prepared for that. We move over to what we like to call sports shorts. We start with what everybody calls March Madness, of course, right?
Everybody calls it that.
Sweet 16 time. The Hawkeyes taking on Nebraska tonight. That tips off at 6:30 p.m. on TBS.
Okay.
Then tomorrow night, Iowa State, Tennessee, in Chicago, by the way. I have a feeling when they show that on television, there's going to be a lot of cardinal and gold.
Yeah.
That is a late game. That is a 9:10
tip-off
coming up. So that's what I call March Madness. Now I'd like to give you something I call Marchery Madness.
Marchery? What's Marchery?
Archery in March.
I love it.
Students from across Iowa will aim to win medals and scholarships at the 19th annual state archery tournament tomorrow through Sunday. The Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines will host 2,700 archers from 146 schools in the Bullseye Tournament.
Wow.
And 1,300 archers from 116 schools in the 3D target contest. So one is you shoot
3D target.
We have set up a fake deer.
Oh, okay.
Kill it.
Oh, whoa.
There's a duck. Kill it. The students range in grades from 4 through 12. They're shooting for some nice rewards, including $30,000 each in scholarships and new gear.
Wow.
This is the largest archery tournament in Iowa, and the top finishers will go on to a national tournament.
Cool.
So it's something I have dubbed Marchery Madness.
I love that name.
Happening in Des Moines this weekend. Big announcement coming our way from the Cedar Rapids Public Library Foundation. They've just received a grant from Variety, the Children's Charity of Iowa, to fund an adjustable height-changing table for the new Cedar Rapids Public Library Bussy branch that's going to be on the west side of Cedar Rapids.
Awesome.
This is such a nice tool for any family. The height-changing table offers a safe option for caregivers to change diapers or provide personal care on a surface that's adjustable and can hold up to 500 pounds. Oh. If you're a caretaker of an adult who needs help of this magnitude, mm-hmm. That table will help you.
That's so great because the library is for everyone, right?
Yes. So it can hold 500 pounds. It's 76 inches in length, so it's large enough for any age. That branch, by the way, should be open in September of 2026.
Can't wait.
Just announcing that they received the grant, and that's where that money's going to go. And that story's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Savannah Guthrie is going to be making her way back to the Today Show, in a way. She sat down for an interview with Hoda Kotb, and it's going to air on the Today Show today and tomorrow. They did a little preview clip yesterday of what she had to say to Hoda.
So hard to hear that.
It is. It's very emotional, and it's like, what can she do? She has to, like...
At this point, whoever the perpetrator is, the family just wants the body back.
Yes.
Right?
Obviously.
It needs closure.
Enough time has passed. She's been away from her medication that she needed. Just let them know. Where is she?
Yeah.
Bring her home. After the clip aired, Hoda said that there's a desperation, but also a steeliness about Savannah, and that she's hoping that somebody, whoever the person is, will see something and say something. So they just need some leads. Stephen Colbert on his way out at CBS, and it was kind of like, what do you do after that, right? Maybe bring back the Colbert Report, something. But we can't lose a great mind like Stephen Colbert.
No, he's a fantastic interviewer. He's a great improvisational actor.
Yes, he's a talent.
He's plugged into world events. It's great.
Well, he's just snagged a new gig. He is going to be writing a new Lord of the Rings movie.
That's funny. What's he really doing?
No, for serious and for true.
I've never heard you say it that way. For serious and for true?
That's how it came out. So I'm going to say no, really, for serious and for true. He's a huge fan of the series, and he made an announcement, a joint video with Peter Jackson, who is like the guy that's basically in charge of Lord of the Rings.
He runs Middle Earth.
I think his name is before you get to, you know, anything else.
Agreed.
In Lord of the Rings. It's
yes.
Peter Jackson. If you want to get to
Tolkien, the guy who wrote it.
Yeah.
Peter Jackson's name is above it.
Tolkien answers to Peter Jackson. So they released a video like this. When one
he's
door
got some
closes,
time off.
Another opens,
yes.
Right? I think that is so cool.
Wouldn't have saw, you know, you give me a million options of what his next step was.
Total
That's
zag.
Not on the list.
No, totally. And you're going to have to wait just a little bit before you see Stephen Colbert's Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings. This movie is going to come after the one that's currently in development, which is The Hunt for Gollum. Colbert's movie is called The Lord of the Rings, Shadow of the Past. It covers 6 chapters from the book, The Fellowship of the Ring, that were not included in that movie. He says it's faithful to the books and it's faithful to the movies. And The Hunt for Gollum isn't due out until December of 2027. So way down the road.
There's just so much material to mine.
There is.
To turn into.
Shout out to Tolkien.
Yes.
Who started it for Peter Jackson.
It came from a British writer's mind.
Yes.
First.
Yes.
And then Peter Jackson's like, well, look what I can do.
I can create this universe. Okay, speaking of universes, we're going back in time. It's the 20th anniversary celebration for Hannah Montana. And the special is out tomorrow with Miley and most of the cast getting back together. But fans can now celebrate in another way. The Malibu mansion that was Miley's home on the show
right.
is actually, you can stay at it. It's like an Airbnb. Yeah, the home that was used in all the exterior shots, you can step inside Hannah's closet. You can transform into a pop star with lots of glittery tops and accessories and stuff. You can also just step out into the beach in the backyard.
That's handy.
That's super nice. It's an immersive experience offered for 10 one-night stays, April 6th through the 16th. You can have groups of up to 4 starting to book today at 9 a.m., and it's free. I don't
wow.
know how it's free.
Is Disney paying for it?
They must be.
Just to get the publicity.
Somebody's
right?
got yeah,
for
yeah.
the special?
Yeah. And then, you know, you go and you have all of these cool photo op opportunities and share it, like and share and like and share. Miley Cyrus is actually going to be releasing another original song called Younger You tomorrow. It's going to be at the end of this special. So lots of great little celebratory things all wrapped up in the 20th anniversary of Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
Woo! That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
We need help, friends.
Help us, please.
Help us, friends.
Now, first of all, we are not crying wolf.
No.
We are not chicken littling.
The sky is not falling. No.
This is a good kind of help. We would like your honest opinion on what we call the morning scramble.
Yeah, we like a little feedback. We're both theater
nerds.
Kids.
Yeah.
We love to get notes from our directors. We have been working on this thing we call the morning scramble for the last couple of years now, and we just want to know, what do you think?
We got our favorites as far as the funny things we do.
Boy, it made us laugh. Hopefully it made you laugh too.
Maybe it's time to retire or slow something down.
You need to stop saying this.
We're just too involved, right? We're a little too close to the project. You've heard that phrase before. Mm-hmm. So this is where we are seeking feedback, and we're doing it in the best fashion. We are going to do it face to face. We are asking for people to join us on a Wednesday night coming up in April. It'll be here at the building. We'll get you some food, and then we're just going to sit around the table and go through some official questions on a scale of 1 to 7, and just a lot of, like, what are your thoughts on that?
But then we're just going to dive into, the morning scramble,
yes.
The things that you like, the things that maybe need a refresh, but we want to hear from you. It's our morning scramble spring cleaning focus group.
Yeah, we thought the spring cleaning theme worked well because it's, the perfect time of season. As you're getting into that next look or wardrobe, right? That's what is the morning scramble going to look like after this as we take all of that feedback and start to put together what our summertime is going to look like.
Yeah.
We're planning fall ideas already. We just want to make sure we're on the right path.
Maybe you could help us find that right path. All you have to do is go to KZIA.com. First thing you're going to see is the morning scramble spring cleaning focus group. Click on that. There's going to be a questionnaire with some things that we'd like to know about you.
You need my name?
Yes.
You need my email?
Yes.
You not need to know where I'm from?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Those are all important things. Then we would like to know if you have some time to spend with us.
Yeah. We'll ask you some questions about how you interact with the radio station now. You compile all of that. We will select the appropriate number of people with a nice diverse background as to when they listen, who's listening, what they like, what they don't like, get you in a room, and just get a lot of great feedback. We are really looking forward to it. And this is your personal invitation to join the Morning Scramble Spring Cleaning Focus Group. Get signed up right now at KZIA.com.
Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Counselor.
Hi, Counselor.
Good to be here today. Jury in a Hurry, our radio court of law, where we argue all things. We don't want to let small things become great big things.
You think it's trivial. You think it's small. It's like that little string on your shirt.
Yeah.
And then you just keep pulling it and pulling and pulling it.
Oh, no. Now I don't have a sleeve.
That's right. Let's not get to that.
Mm-mm.
We don't want you sleeveless. We want you sleeved. So we're going to nip it. We're going to cut it. We're going to take a match to it. Whatever it. We're going to settle it right here.
Nip it in the butt
nip
or the
it
bud.
In the, however you say it. Maybe we'll debate that sometime.
We could.
We're going to debate what the sound of a car horn is today.
Thank you, Rebecca Kopelman from Iowa's News Now. She brought us this interesting, which is it? I mean, her friend was taking a poll. I think you've got a child who wants to know what is the correct answer. You know, you've got all these little kids games. You should answer correctly, child. And I'm going to tell that child that the correct answer is beep, beep.
We are debating beep, beep versus honk, honk. Claire, why is it beep, beep?
I think it's beep, beep because beep, beep comes to us all the way back into olden times from our ancestors, the Beatles.
The olden times?
From all the olden times. The Beatles said it first. And if there was any wonder, the Beatles set the record straight with their very own song. Beep, 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 beep. That is the sound a car makes. That beep, 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 beep. Okay? End of debate.
That the Beatles are your only evidence.
They're, a major witness. I just called a major witness, surprise celebrity witness,
the Beatles.
The Beatles. And I would call on Sir Paul McCartney or Sir Ringo Starr. They were not available to join me today in court.
Okay, Claire. Did you have a moped growing up?
No, I did not.
Okay. This is how you're wrong because it's not your fault you didn't know.
Sit down, you're ignorant. What is this?
Much like the human body, horns also go through a period of horn puberty.
What?
around the age of 12, 13, 14, when you're driving that little motorized whatever, it's got a tiny little yellow button, and that's the horn. That horn on your scooter, on your moped, that's your beep, beep. Beep, beep. I'm on a tiny vehicle because I'm a tiny human. When you get older and your voice drops and you get hair in places you weren't expecting.
What's it doing there?
That's when you earn the right to drive 2,000 pounds of metal. And when you're coming through an intersection and you need the world to know you're coming through, beep, beep, ain't gonna cut it, toots. It's honk, honk. It is straight up onomatopoeia. You're coming through.
Onomatopoeia.
Full throated. You lay your palm on the middle of your steering wheel to let the world know, honk, honk, I'm
okay.
Here.
You think because the and the are more dominant than beep, beep,
high pitched. You probably didn't even hear it. Honk. You get it. You lay on that thing. Honk. Honk. You could draw out. Honk. Beep. No, it's a honk honk.
Okay.
A car horn is a honk honk horn.
We don't agree on this issue of this very important, very pressing issue. We've got a whole bunch of two-year-olds that we got to teach this lesson to.
That and I think all of the staff at Channel 2 also would like to know the answer. Two-year-old and Channel 2.
Let's help Iowa's News Now and a big bunch of two-year-olds. What do you think? What sound does a car horn make? Is it honk, honk, or is it beep, beep?
You will decide whoever gets the most votes.
And don't ride the fence, people. This is Jury in a Hurry.
You gotta pick a beep, beep.
Honk, honk, or beep, beep.
Let us know.
Who's gonna win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Hey, caller, Jury in a Hurry. Beep, beep, honk, honk.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
One
Thank
of the Claire
you.
Column. Jury in a Hurry, what sound does a car horn make? Beep, beep, or honk, honk?
I'm sorry, Claire, but I'm going to have to go with honk, honk.
Oh, no!
It's a honk, honk. Thank you, caller. Hi, Jury in a Hurry. We are debating the sound of a car horn. Beep, beep, or honk, honk?
Honk, honk.
Okay, all right. I think that was a car.
When you use your diaphragm,
yeah.
I mean, it comes through.
It's very forceful.
It is very forceful.
Thank goodness.
Oh, we just lost that call.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Well,
and they're back. Jury in a Hurry. Honk, honk, beep, beep.
Beep, beep. The wheel's on the bus.
Oh, you know what? Yes, yes. Thank you.
Is that another one of your witnesses?
Yes.
A bus driver?
I would also like to call the bus from Wheels on the Bus.
Okay, let's get back to our telephone lines. Thanks so much for holding, caller. Are you a beep, beep, or a honk, honk?
Well, I have some technical info for you.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
So cars used to be honk, honk because it was compressed air, but now modern cars are electronic horns. So technically they would be beep, beep, but trucks like semis and stuff like that still use air, so they're honk, honk.
I think we're talking a standard car. So Claire, because of the new manufacturing.
Beep, beep. Thank you.
Yes, it's a beep, beep. There's the evidence you needed.
Wow, that was my surprise witness.
Jury in a Hurry, beep, beep, or honk, honk? What do you say?
What sound does a goose make?
Honk, honk,
honk. So I'm going beep, beep.
Oh, no.
Woo!
He double-crossed me. I thought he was on my side. Speaking of double, do you have four and I have two?
4-2.
All right. Jury in a Hurry, beep, beep, or honk, honk?
I'm going to go with beep, beep. I think semis are more of a honk, honk, but regular cars in general are usually more beep, beep.
Yeah, that we're talking about the one on the steering
beep,
wheel.
Beepers.
So
okay.
She's another beep, beeper.
Another beep, beeper.
Claire, look at that.
Oh,
now
my
up
goodness.
To a 5-2 lead.
That still means it's anybody's game. We need more jurors.
Jury in a Hurry, beep, beep, or honk, honk. What do you say? Caller, we need a beep, beep, or a honk, honk.
Beep, beep.
Beep, yes. Beep. Claire, you only need one more.
You know what? Sounded like she was in a car as she spoke.
I know. Jury in a Hurry. Beep, beep, honk, honk.
Beep, beep.
Oh, my goodness.
Said it.
Beep.
What?
Woo!
I'll give it to the guy that told me about compressed air. He actually had a point.
He's talking some sense there.
Where are the full-throated honk honkers?
Hey, shout out to the Beatles. Woo, we did it. Come on, guys. Let's party.
There's only two alive ones.
Well, it's a smaller party. Dang it.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.